Have you got to have that lard right away, Miss Jones? Well, you see, the trouble is, Eb ain't here, and it's kind of hard for me to do any delivering. Yes, that's right. Your husband's got to have his pie. We always did have him out for pie.
Trying to get a little more
loot? Just a minute, Miss Jones. That nabbit Jeff, can't you see I'm talking over the telephone?
Oh, talk over it. Talk into it. Ain't I a scream?
You ain't going to be nothing but a victim of foul play if you don't stop your dad-burned foolishness and let me attend to business now.
Sure, that's all right. Go on with your wangling. I don't mind.
I don't care whether you do or not. I'm sorry, Mrs. Jones. You're a fool in here. Anyway, Eb ought to be coming home any day now. Yes. I got a letter from this morning. Yes, I know folks have got some funny notions about him, but I'd be just as well satisfied if he quit that monkeying around and come to the store and do a little work. Yes. Well, I'll get it up there some way. Goodbye, Miss Jones.
So, old Chisholm Phoebus coming home, is he?
Who in tarnation are you talking about?
Oh, you know, old High Pockets. Old Deadpan Charlie, the number one man in your comedy team.
Who do you mean, Eb?
Sure, who else?
I just wanted to know. Say, Jeff, there's something in that there barrel there. Can't quite make it out.
Let me give it a look.
Yeah.
Why, they look to me like pickles.
Yes, they do kind of look like pickles from a distance, but when you get close to them, they look a little different.
Let's see. Why, they still look like pickles.
Hey, what's
the idea? Put my head down in that brine.
That'd burn you there. That'll learn you to talk about your betters. Say, where'd you get that dill pickle?
I don't know. When you stuck my head in the barrel, I guess I opened my mouth to yell, and when I shut it again, why there was the dill pickle.
All right, them pickles sell for 5 cents apiece.
Oh, cranberries. Can I help it if a pickle floats into my mouth?
Fork up a nickel or dad burn my hide, your head goes right back into that barrel now.
All right. There it is.
Yeah.
Believe it is. Believe me, brother, you'll get along.
Yeah, that's the first one of them pickles I've sold from now on to wheat. Guess business must be picking up.
Man, I'm sure glad you wasn't trying to sell me sorghum molasses.
Dagnabbit, I didn't do that to sell you pickles. I done it to learn you not to be funny at the expense of my partner.
Say, you don't appreciate what you're getting for nothing.
I guess you're right. I don't appreciate them names you was calling him.
Lots of hicks would pay real dough to hear me wisecrack.
That ain't neither here nor there.
I didn't mean no harm by the old goat. I got a natural sweet disposition.
Yes, well, then that vinegar and brine ought to sour you up a mite. Good morning, Festus. Wait.
Oh, good morning, Jeff.
Hello, Prof.
Mrs. Peakley was just telling me that the station agent's wife said that the postmaster told her little girl that you had a letter from Mr. Peters this morning.
Well, that must make it unanimous.
Shucks, I guess the secret's out, you might say.
I was wondering if he said anything about when he would return to his native heath.
No, sir, nary a word.
Well, that's strange. Mrs. Snyder's little girl's music teacher told her that the milkman said the letter said it would not be more than a day or two.
Yeah, but what did the blacksmith say about it? That's where you get down to hard facts. Or you might get to the root of it by asking the guy that runs the plant nursery. Why don't you laugh? Ain't that funny?
It certainly is not.
You don't have to ask nobody. I got the letter here. We'll just see what it says.
Oh, that's excellent.
Let me see here. He says, this was wrote the day before yesterday.
Yes, of course.
Yes, he says, let's see.
Jeff, we're planning quite a welcome for him.
Yeah, I heard about it. A comic opera entry.
No, certainly not.
Wait a minute. He says, dear, D-E-R-E spells dear, don't it?
No, it doesn't, but that's what he meant it for.
Well, dear Jeb, how are you? I am fine. My knee pains me terrible. Pains, yes, his knee pains him terrible. I don't sleep so good nights. My indigestion is bothering me mighty. And I think I'm going to have a boil.
Hey! I hope the poor old rooster don't get the feeling bad.
Shucks. Eb would be miserable if he didn't have nothing to complain about.
But what does he say about coming home?
Oh, why didn't you ask if that's what you want to know?
Does it give any hint of when it will be?
No, he comes smack out and tells it.
Oh, but I thought that...
He says he'll be home, let me see.
Oh, now, this is very important.
4 days come Michaelmas. Say, what in the same hill is...
Oh, that's some of Hector Smith's foolishness. He's been pulling Ebb's leg.
I had that line in a drama once. Never did know what it meant.
In this instance, it means nothing at all. I do wish he wouldn't pay any attention to Hector's talking.
Oh, shucks, I don't guess Ebbs cares so much about Hector's talking, but if he started to pull Ebbs' leg, there might be a ruckus, especially Ebbs' game leg.
Hector wouldn't pull his game leg.
Well, I don't see how he could tell which was the game leg and which wasn't. Ebb can't always tell himself.
Yeah, but why would Hector do such a thing at all?
Well, why, shucks, Professor, you're the one that said he was pulling it.
But I didn't mean his real leg.
Dag Nabbit, Ebb ain't got no artificial leg.
No, I'm sorry I said anything about it.
Well, I just want to get it straight, that's all.
Heck, I didn't know the old boy had a crooked leg.
He hasn't a crooked leg.
Then what's the sense in trying to straighten it?
Oh, you're both hopeless. I was merely indulging in a figure of speech.
Yeah, but the captain here ain't no flowery talker, and he said himself he was trying to get his partner's leg straight.
I didn't say no such thing.
Then whose leg was you trying to straighten out?
Dag Nabbit, I ain't trying to straighten nobody's leg out.
I wish I knew when Mr. Peters will arrive in Corn Center. I'm still in the dark.
Oh, excuse me, Professor. Say, Jeff, switch on that electric light, will you?
Okay. Now, what in the world are you turning on the light for?
You said you were in the dark.
Oh, dear, it's broad daylight.
Well, you see, I'm host here, you might say. If one of my customers says it's dark, why, she's dark, that's all.
That's very kind, but really, I would like to know if there is any further indication of when Mr. Peters will return to Corn Center.
Well, now, let's see. Oh, say, here's something. Just listen to this.
Yes, read it, please.
Yes, he says the missus, that's the constable's wife, the missus says there's just enough green apples for 4 more apple turnovers.
Let's see here. What has that to do with his returning to Corn Center?
Why, shucks, Professor. You don't think that jail will hold Zeb after the apple turnovers is all gone, do you?
No, it's all beyond me.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's something else.
No, is there something definite at last?
Sure is. He says to put on a kettle of beans the day I get this.
Oh, but that means absolutely nothing at all.
It don't, eh? During my height, I guess I know Webb Peters' ways, but this time well enough to know what that means.
Very well, then. What does it mean?
Means you'll be here tomorrow, that's what.
Now, by what process of deduction do you arrive at that solution?
10% deducted for cash. Ain't I a scream?
No, you ain't dead. Rot it, even if you was funny, you wouldn't laugh.
You haven't told me yet how you know.
Shucks, was that what you was asking?
Certainly.
Oh, well, I know that Ebb Peters always eats beans when he's 2 days old. If you put them on today, he'll be here tomorrow to eat them.
By Jove, there may be something in that at that.
Of course there is.
I say, we'll have to hustle around. There's ever so much to do.
Ain't nothing to do but put on the beans.
Nonsense. We citizens of Corn Center are going to give a fitting welcome to our illustrious son.
Whose son?
Our son.
Who? Dag Nabbit, Professor Ebb Peters is old enough to be your pa.
Well, supposing he is.
Well, it just stands to reason he ain't your son.
Oh, I haven't time to go into that now, but we must have a band.
I'll get you the band.
Will you? That's fine.
Sure. What kind of a band do you want? A rubber band? That would be very snappy.
Oh, no, I don't want a rubber band. I want the Corn Center Silver Cornet Band.
Hey, wait a minute. I answer the telephone here. Hello? Oh, hello, Ike. How's your ma? A telegram? Shucks. Say, give me a pencil.
Take this one.
Thanks. All right, Ike, go ahead. Yep. I got it. Yep. Is that all? Much obliged, Ike. Goodbye.
What was it?
Yes, pull it.
Boys, I got bad news for you.
What is it?
Ebb ain't coming home.
No?
Listen to this telegram.
Yes, do read it.
It says, never mind the beans.